This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki fired his deputy president, Jacob Zuma. Zuma has been accused of corruption and accepting bribes in conjunction with a multi-billion-dollar arms deal. Zuma has never been formally charged with fraud, but Zuma's financial advisor was convicted earlier this month of delivering bribes to him and was sentenced to 15 years in prison. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
President Thabo Mbeki backed his deputy president right up to the end. For years, there have been allegations that Jacob Zuma was getting kickbacks to steer defense contracts to his financial advisor, Shabir Sheikh. Until now, however, President Mbeki had dismissed questions about Zuma's conduct, saying that Zuma hadn't been convicted of anything. But on June 2nd, a judge ruled that Sheikh had funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to the deputy president. Sheikh's conviction pushed President Mbeki over the edge.
I've come to the conclusion that the circumstances dictate that in the interest of the honorable deputy president, the government, our young democratic system and our country, it would be best to release honorable Jacob Zuma from his responsibilities as Deputy President of the Republic and member of the cabinet.
Jacob Zuma was widely seen in South Africa as a liberation hero and one of the most likely candidates to succeed Thabo Mbeki as president. Born in rural KwaZulu-Natal in 1943, Zuma never got a formal education and spent much of his childhood herding sheep. At the age of 17, he joined the armed wing of the African National Congress in the fight against apartheid. Eventually, Zuma was arrested and spent 10 years on Robben Island with South Africa's most famous political prisoner, Nelson Mandela. Today, Mandela praised President Mbeki for the decision to oust Zuma while acknowledging the pain of watching a former comrade fall from grace.
While we are naturally deeply saddened that a person who had made such a major contribution to our liberation and democracy had to come to this point in his life and career, we fully support the president in these difficult times.
The trial of Zuma's financial advisor, Shabir Sheikh, painted a picture of a government procurement process in the late 1990s that was all about personal connections. At the time, Sheikh's brother, Chippy, was the head of arms acquisition for the government. Sheikh himself was working for a French arms dealer, and South Africa was buying billions of dollars worth of new weapon systems. Prosecutors showed that a French arms company paid money to Sheikh. Sheikh paid money to Zuma, and Zuma threw his weight around to make sure the French company got lucrative defense contracts. William Gamede, who's just come out with a new book called Thabo Mbeki and the Battle for the Soul of the ANC, says firing Zuma was probably the most difficult decision Mbeki has had to make as president. The conviction of Shabir Sheikh, however, Gamede says, left Mbeki with few options.
I think for Mbeki, because Mbeki is now, I think, very much genuinely been on an anti-corruption drive. And he has made it clear, I think, in all sort of weeks ahead of the trial, that he, you know, he's going to deal with even senior ANC members involved in corruption or fraud or, you know, or other irregularities.
While Zuma hasn't been charged with any crimes yet, the judge in the Shabir Sheikh trial said the two men had a generally corrupt relationship. And prosecutors say it's still possible that Zuma will face criminal charges in the future. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Johannesburg.